Today we're going to talk about a statement from the press secretary of some big news that you probably missed. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, subscribing on YouTube, subscribing when you listen to the podcast, becoming a FLF Feast member. Go over to FLFnetwork.com, put an HGBT in the memo field. You'll get that mug for free. You'll get $100 off our conference in coming up Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Can't wait for you to, can't wait to meet you there. Sing psalms, worship God. Worship is warfare after all. Coming together as brothers, sisters, old men, young men, babies, and declaring the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Please become a member, support us as we do that in all of our different shows and content. All right, let's get into it. So I totally missed this as well, which is why I think that you might have missed this. I was made aware of this by a viewer or listener. Thank you for who you are. This is what it says, guys, and we've talked about this before, waiting for Trump to do this. Here it is. Statement from the press secretary regarding the implementation of President Trump's executive order on preventing online censorship. And this came out the 29th of July, 2020. So depending on when you're listening to this, it is where this show is for Tuesday, August 3rd. And I did miss the show Monday. I apologize for that. My father was in town. And this is what it says back to the executive order. This is from whitehouse.gov. And I just read the heading, so you can search for that if you like. On Monday, the Department of Commerce directed, as directed by President Donald J. Trump's executive order on preventing online censorship, filed a petition to clarify the scope of Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act. The petition requests that the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, clarify that Section 230 does not permit social media companies that alter or editorialize users' speech to escape civil liability. The petition also requests that the FCC clarify when an online platform curates content in good faith, quote unquote, and requests transparency requirements on their moderation practices, similar to requirements imposed on broadband service providers under Title I of the Communications Act. President Trump will continue to fight back against unfair, un-American, and politically biased censorship of Americans online. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am so thankful that this is finally happening. And this is worded very well. No doubt, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of lawsuit that's going to go to court. But I love this. So you remember the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is under the executive branch. And so that is what he is doing here. When you regulate things as the executive branch, you don't have to go through Congress to make laws of this area. But you can give orders to the people that report to you, just like in a business. For the executive branch to enforce. And here we are seeing that. And I love this. So what is the Section 230 of the 1996 Communication Decency Act basically is saying that online platforms, online ISPs, and, you know, that gets into more technical stuff, is that they should be treated as a phone company. So you use the phone, like Verizon, I guess, cell phone. When I think of phone company, I don't think of like the Verizons, T-Mobiles, and the Sprints. I think of the back in the day. What were those old ones? AT&T was before. What was it? Pacific Bell was mine in California. What are the other ones? Where you have the phone lines. And I guess it works for the cell phone as well. When you make a phone call, you get to talk to whoever you want. And when you call somebody, the person that you're intending to call sees your message. And when that message is picked up, when it's accepted, when both parties agree to communicate, they can communicate and say whatever they want. They don't have Verizon or T-Mobile monitoring the phone service, or, I mean, they might be monitoring it, but regulating it and blocking it where it starts bleeping out certain parts of your conversation. You might be talking to your dad and you might be talking about something political. And all of a sudden, your side goes blank because Verizon decided that they don't like what you're saying. See, they don't do that, right? And so they have protections because they are not going to be held liable or responsible for what happens on their quote-unquote platforms, although it's not a platform because it's the phone service and all that good stuff. And the social media sites under Section 230 of 1996 was saying, hey, you got to treat us the same way. But they're not doing that. They are doing those kinds of things where you're talking to your dad, but you're doing it on Facebook or you're doing it on Twitter, or maybe you're doing it for the whole world to see. And then Facebook or Twitter says, we don't like that. You're not going to do it. Not that it's illegal. Not that it is slandering somebody. Not that it's doing anything that is generally not acceptable, but just it doesn't agree with our perspectives. It doesn't agree with our philosophy. So we're going to block it. We're going to prevent it from happening. We're going to ban you. Wasn't there something with YouTube? I don't remember if this is true or not. I believe it was, where they were holding people accountable for what was being said in the comments. And they were blocking people and banning channels on YouTube for what was being said on the comments. That's absolutely insane. And even to this day, you see popular, far more popular podcasts and YouTubers than me that are complaining about when they talk about a certain topic, they know that their show is going to be throttled and the users aren't going to be as well. Even though they're doing well on the podcast platforms, on specifically on YouTube, they don't do as well. It's like funny. I was like, why does all of a sudden my audience drop off? Maybe it has something to do with the censorship. But I bring that up to say this, is that it says it clarifies that it does not permit social media companies that alter or editorialize user speech to escape civil liability. And what I looked for, my business mind, was a start date, but it doesn't give one. So this could mean the retroactive actions of these sites can be used against them. And the thing about the internet, guys, remember, it lives forever. And there's no way that, let's just say hypothetically, YouTube decided, okay, from this day forward, we are not going to censor people anymore. We're not going to ban them for conservative speech, Christian speech, or speech that we think is hate speech, quote unquote. And going forward. But under this, they still have a track record of doing the very things that are going to keep them from their protection status of being a platform and not a publisher, not a platform. And so this is what is going to happen if Trump pursues this and the FCC listens and they, you know, Attorney Barr and all this stuff, is they are going to be held accountable and liable, or not liable, they're going to be held responsible for all of, liable. What am I thinking of? Slander and they're liable for it. There's another one. Somebody reach out to me. Let me know what I'm thinking of. It's slander and liable? Oh, it's driving me nuts. I hate when this happens. Anyways, but based on their own actions of not just the content itself, but the comments on your channel, on your page, they were holding people responsible for, that can be then applied to them because they are monitoring and curating not just the content producer's content or your own platform, your own page, Facebook, Twitter, but then what people are saying on that page, on your meme, on your video or whatever. And so that you're being held accountable for that as the producer. But now, since they don't have the protection, they're going to be held for not just what the channel says, but for what the comments are saying on there. And they can be held responsible for all of the things that you can get sued for. And that's going to change things, guys. Because the moment YouTube is responsible for what I say on this platform, times a million, times five times a week, or sometimes four if my family's in town, their liability and exposure from a business perspective is unsurmountable. They are not going to be able to have a viable business product unless they can come to an agreement where they will no longer censor and can get back under that platform protection. Social media sites and YouTube, the internet as we know it, cannot survive unless they have this platform protection, which is why they had it in the first place. And I love this, that Trump is fighting back. He's using this tool. This isn't a free speech thing. This isn't the First Amendment. This is, if you want the protections of a platform like the cell phone company, then you need to act like a cell phone company. And that's what I think the genius of this is in the back end, is, or the last part of this paragraph, where he's talking about that there needs to be transparency requirements for their moderation practices, and that it needs to be proven that it's good faith, just like broadband service providers under Title I the communication. So it's saying, we're not treating you differently. We've been treating you differently by letting you get away with the censorship. And so we're not going to do it anymore. You're going to be treated like every other business. that has these protections. If you want these protections, you're no longer going to be able to act as a publisher. If you want to be a publisher, then you're going to be treated like a publisher. If you want to be a platform, then you need to act like a platform. And this is so important coming up in this election, guys. It is critical because all of these companies can manipulate and influence the election based on their reach, based on the amount of people they have, based on the emissions they can create without you even knowing it. It's not just that they can lie to you and then you can look up the facts and see if it's wrong or right. They can make the facts disappear. And how are you going to know if something exists? How are you going to know if something is right or wrong? I was just trying to look up on Google that story where they were banning somebody who were for the comments. I forgot what channel. I think it was some news publication. And I found how to turn off the comments. It was like I went to the YouTube page. That's where Google took me, to the YouTube how to turn off comments. They didn't want me to see that stuff. They didn't want me to find out the story. And it was like it never happened. And if you just, this is the thing. I just want you to leave with this. Well, I want to leave you with two things. This is the thing that has to do with the social media companies. I remember when the Russians were responsible for the election and Donald Trump was getting impeached. And there was all these hearings, Adam Schiff. And we thought, man, it couldn't get any crazier. And here we are, isolated, confined to our homes in masks. I read an article that the Democrats are already planning for a division, a civil war, a West Coast breakoff from the rest of the country if Joe Biden wins. I shared that on my Parler if you want to check that out. We need to fight with all of the weapons that we have. We need to fight back and contain the left as much as we can. Google, Twitter, Facebook. Because it's going to get worse. We didn't think it could get worse last year when we were going through this impeachment thing. Like, oh my gosh, another Schiff hearing. Oh, another leak that turns out not to be true. Remember all that? But what are we dealing with now? A global economic shutdown, a pandemic, a Joe Biden presidential nominee who can't even function. He's not even going to make it to the end. They're not even going to have him debate Trump. And all of the things that they're coming after us now with the riots, burning down the statues, canceling everybody, threatening people, arresting people that are defending their homes lawfully using the Second Amendment. It's going to get worse. It's not getting better, guys. And so we need to start fighting back and stop being the silent majority. And the last thing I wanted to say, this just proves that Donald Trump has the power to end abortion. He can write a statement at whitehouse.gov just like this one. Statement from the press secretary regarding murder. The president... Trump's executive order will go to the Justice Department to ask them to treat abortion as murder, as a federal crime. And he could start treating abortion doctors as serial murderers. He could do it just as easily as he's doing this. He can instruct the executive branch on how to interpret their policies and how they interpret the law. It could go to the courts, but the courts be damned. They are already damned for allowing the slaughter to happen. And like I said, it's going to get much worse, guys. And we have to remember, this isn't a political battle. This is a spiritual battle that has battlefields on the political realm. And one of the things that we need to do as a country to win this spiritual battle is to end the slaughter of innocent children. If we want God's judgment to be relented, God to relent from his judgment, if we want the judgment to subside, then we need to take actions of repentance. And Trump proves it here that he can start to do it with abortion. Every single abortion is murder. And the Justice Department could recognize it as that. Trump could make them do that. He can write the executive order. He has the power. He's the law enforcement agent arm of the government, of the federal government. And just like if the states won't enforce riot control, if the states won't protect federal government, the feds moved in. So too, if the states will not protect the innocent lives of children, then move in. Then the federal government move in. Arrest these murderers. Shut down these butcher shops. Planned Parenthood. It could just be as easy as this. The courts be damned.